over to Klal Yisrael. Right now, I'm done speaking, and Mitzvah Hashem will hear inspiring words from Rabbi Wolinsky Shliko.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Tannenbaum. It's such a privilege and a pleasure, it's a real zechus, to be here, to be with this Hevra. The truth is, this is a highlight for me, not just of the week, not just a highlight of the year, but in a certain sense, it's a highlight of my life, my career. I taught on TABC for 10 years, and I see so many friends, longtime friends, and current friends here. And then I've been JC the last 4 years. I have a lot of friends who teach in different schools. And like my dream always was to give a shiur in DRS. That was my dream. The fact that here I'm finally Zocha. It's not DRS anymore? Is that?
It's moving away.
I thought that joke would have gone so well. Oh man. Gavin, I thought you would laugh. Samantha was going to be like, no? Okay. Anyways, it's really, as I said, zuchus to beer, and I'm very envious of everyone here. I'm envious that you have Rav Tannenbaum as a Rav and as a Morah Derech. When I was your age married, we did spend 4 or 5 years here, not right when we got married, a little bit after that. I had Rabbanim, I had Talmidei Chachamim, I had people to give shir and for chizuk. But what you have here is something very unique, because I know very few people. The truth is, I don't think I know anyone who's as dedicated and has as much care for everyone in this room as Rabbi Tannenbaum, who also has a tremendous sense of humility, which I think is unfortunately very rare with successful rebbeim, a tremendous sense of humility. And perhaps the greatest midah is that he's very real. You know, what you see is what you get, Toko Kabaro. There's no Echad Bepev, Echad Belev. Our town was a real Yadid Nefesh. When I lived in Queens, we used to spend often, I think my wife is still upset, hours, literally, on right across the street. We lived on the block of Or HaChaim together. Hours we would spend schmoozing about life, about where we want to go, what we're going to do, raising children, teaching. And I really cherish those conversations. And I said, tonight, when we're done here, we're going to spend an hour on that street corner. It's a little cold, but so thank you. It's as I said, it's zuchos. I'd like to speak tonight, learn together, hopefully more of a chabur style than a shir, the topic of Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem that we say Friday night starts with the Shabbos, and that's not the sheets, but if you're bored, you can use that one. One more point about Dhamma. When I work at a sister rabbi in Shul Edison, so there was a couple times where I wanted to speak about something like intense, some issue in the community, and I thought maybe I'd get run out of town. You know, yeah, there's a balance. If they're always going to like you and love you, never say anything to try to push them, then they're like, what's the point, right? But I hadn't been there for so long, so I sat down with one of my rabbis, Rabbi Brudny Shlita. It was amazing, and he lives in Edison. He's the head of the kol there. He's a mashgiach now in Lakewood in the afternoon. He said to me, there's a very simple solution. Did you guys bring in like scholars in residence? So I'm like, yeah. He goes, have them talk about all the crazy stuff. Because they're going to come, everyone get angry, they're never not coming again. You come once in your career. So I said at the right time, like, what should I speak about tonight? You know, like, tell me what the issues are. And he said, there's nothing. Absolutely nothing. He said, give a shir, everyone give a shir on. So I picked the topic of Shalom Aleichem, which, you know, we'll do tomorrow night. We'll sing tomorrow night. Every single Shabbos, maybe not Yontif. Every Shabbos, we're singing Shalom Aleichem. For me personally, it's really my favorite part of Shabbos. It's like that zone before like anything gets crazy. My kids aren't yet fighting. Right? I haven't had any l'chaims yet. The Erev Shabbos l'chaim wore off. You're not really, there's nothing. It's like that first moment. Erev Shabbos is like crazy hectic. It's that first moment like you're there, you can take a deep breath, you're going to make kiddush, you're there with your wife, perhaps you have kids there. It's very beautiful. I have my daughter on my shoulders. We're singing, we're dancing. I love Shalom Aleichem. And I'd like to understand tonight where it comes from. Perhaps attack the tefillah. Attack's the wrong word. Suggest why maybe we shouldn't say it. And hopefully understand it a little better. Offer some insight, which I think will enhance not just our recitation of Shalom Aleichem, but will enhance the entire Shabbos. It's interesting. Take a look at the first page of the source sheet, which is listed at page 3. Again, I apologize. You have here Shalom Aleichem. You can take a look. This is found, and we're not going to see all the sources. If the source sheets scare you, we'll do a lot of it outside. That's not my source sheet. Yeah, so apparently there's like two types of source sheets going around. This is not from this year. It should be. You handed out the wrong one to everyone? That's hysterical.
What's the right one?
I don't know. It's like I brought 30 copies.
Yeah,
no?
Pretty sure we all have the wrong one.
Do I not have the right source share?
You are giving a share on share.
Okay, it's like, if I was like a gadol, right, it would be a great story if like I just totally switched up and just gave an amazing share on this topic. That's not going to happen. So no one has a source share? No, I don't know. Where am I? Yes, it's in my car. I don't lock my car.
You have a car?
It's not locked.
Last trip.
Tell us the story.
This looks great, though.
when you get arrested?
You got arrested in the
district. It's fine. We're good. So, I start. This is great. You rolled the punches. So, Shalom Aleichem. This tefillah of Shalom Aleichem is already found in Rishonim. There's Sifrei Minhagim in Rishonim. They don't tell you where it comes from, but there's a Sefer Minhag Tov. It's from the Italian Rishonim. It writes Minhag Tov Leilei Shabbos. Kishabani Besaknesas Leilech Miyad Itzal Neros. Go to the candles Hadlukim that are lit. Lekavod Shabbos. U Shen Isbarich Aleim V'Lamo Neged Shtem. Stand by the candles. V'Lomar Malachi Rachmim Shalom Boachem L'Shalom Boachem L'Shalom Aleichem Shalom L'Kulchem Shalom. Different gears, so different nusach than we have, but it's found already in Rishonim, in the Sefer Tikkuni Shabbos, which is Arizal also, he has the Shalom Aleichem, hundreds of years ago, his gears is basically the same nusach that we have. So this is not a new thing, this is not the 1800s, this goes back hundreds of years, our this custom, this minog, to say Shalom Aleichem. The question is, where does it come from? Who are we talking to, what are we saying? So people probably know this a little bit. What are we doing? Who are we talking to? So we're talking about the Malachim. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, and the Kuf Yud Tesam and Beis, and the Mepharshim say, this is the source from Shalom Aleichem. The Gemara writes, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Omer, Shnei Malachi Asharis, Milavin lo la'adam, Be'er Shabbos, Mi Beis HaKnesses lo Beiso. Two angels escort a person home from Shul. Echad tov ve'echad ra. One good angel, one bad angel. Why do you need a bad angel? What's the goal, the purpose, the role of the bad angel? I'm not sure. Maral discusses that. So there's two angels that escort a person. They're allowed a person home. Ukshabal beso, when the angels come with the person home, umatza ner dalak v'shulchan arach umitasa mutsas, they see the candles are lit, the bed is made, and the table set. Malach tov omer yihiratzon shetehela Shabbos acheres kach. It should be this way next Shabbos. Unbelievable. The table set. The candles are lit. The bed is made. Unbelievable. It should be this way the next Shabbos. Umalach ra ona omein bal korcho. This bad angel, whatever exactly that means, against his force, he's compelled to say, it should be this way next Shabbos. So compelled to say, it should be this way next Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Vimlav, if the angel come back to your house, and the table's not set, the bed's not made, the candles aren't lit, so Malach Ra, Omer, Yehirat Son, Shtel Shabbos, Achar, Kach. This bad angel says, next week, it should be this way also. Umalach Tov, Yana, Omein, Bal Korcho. And now, the good angel is forced to say, yes, it should be this way, like that, Amen. There's a lot of questions you could ask in the Gemara. What's the role of the Malach Ra? Why is there a Klala? Why are the two Shabbosim connected? Why these three things? There's a lot of questions you could ask. But on a very basic level, Mepharshim should point out, this is the Tefillah. Literally, we walk into the house, and they're Malachim with us. So what do you do when you have guests? Shalom Aleichem. That's what we're talking to them. We're saying, Shalom Aleichem. We'll come back to this. Shalom Aleichem. Balachem Hashem. Ah, those sheets are beautiful. Now you did this on purpose, probably. No. Okay, we're on the bottom of we're on the top of page 4 now. Thank you, I appreciate that. Let me take my keys back. I forgot them later. Now, we're on top of page 4. That's the Gemara in Shabbos that we just quoted. And the Mepharshim point out that Gemara is a source. They come to our house, we say, Shalom, Shalom Aleichem. That's what we do. You have a guest comes over, you meet someone. You meet someone you know, you say, Shalom Aleichem, Balachem Hashem. Come, Barchun L'Shalom. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Bless me in peace and say, Shalom Hashem. You should leave in peace. And that is the source. There are some Mepharshim who point out that when you're walking home from shul, which often I'm guilty of this every single week, You're walking home with someone, and they're like, you get in front of your house, and like, you schmooze. You're haven't seen people in a week. You're schmoozing for 10 minutes. It's not appropriate. The malachim are waiting to go into your house. You shouldn't be hocking around. Go into the house. The angels want to come in. Go in right away. And that is the source. Basically, all the svarim, the sifrei minhagim, the sources for Shalom Aleichem are that Gemara and Shabbos. And I'd like to suggest tonight, now, why maybe we should not be saying it. Now, anyone here not say Shalom Aleichem? I'm not talking about because you're tired, you're lazy, you claim it's like your grandfather's milk. Anyone here legitimately not say Shalom Aleichem? Everyone's saying it. Unless you don't want to look weird that you're the only one. Now, everyone says it. So I want to explain why maybe not. There's a Gemara in Brachos, amazing Gemara in Source 6. It's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara writes, it's on page 4 in Source 6, Hanichnas lebeis hakiseh, someone who goes into the bathroom, Omer hischabdu mechubadim kedoshim misharsei elyon. These honorable angels, the misharsei elyon, tenu kavod l'elokei Yisrael, give honor, give glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harfu mimeni ad she'akaneis v'aseh ritzoni v'avo lechem. Leave me, I'm about to go to the bathroom, there's no place for you in the bathroom with me, so go away until I come out of the bathroom and then come back. Interesting tefillah. Amar Abaye says, "Lo leim in shachim." You should say this. Dilma shavki leiv ozli. You're telling the angels to leave. What are they going to do? They're going to leave. If you're on hold for too long, you hang up the phone. So you're telling the angels to leave while you go to the bathroom. They're not going to wait for you. So says Abaye, rather you should say, "Shimruni, shimruni, protect me. Azruni, help me. Samchuni, support me. Hamtinu, will you wait for me?" Maybe an example. Kowei is not a good example. You don't tell him to leave. Wait for me. I'll be right back. Acha konis ve'itze shikain darkon shalvan elam. Wait for me. It's a tefillah. This tefillah is found in the Rambam. The Rambam, there's no machlokas in this Gemara. The next Gemara is Asher Yatzar. So we all say Asher Yatzar, and no one here says the tefillah of his chabdu mechubadim. The tefillah of Shamruni Shuri. No one says it. It's in the Rambam. Without any machlokas, there's no machlokas in the Gemara. So why don't we say this tefillah? So the Abu Draham, who's a Rishon, and the Beis Yosef quotes to Abu Draham in source number 8. The Abu Draham says, "Ein so bracha zu ein levarcha. You should not say this bracha ella except yari shemayim v'chassid shashchina shruya olav. Unless you're a yari shemayim, you're full of the fear of heaven. You're a chassid. The shchina is upon you." You should say it. If not, a regular person, me, lo, you should not say it. It's arrogant. You sense the angels? Maybe you do. I don't sense the angels. A person's walking, they go in the bathroom, to turn to himself and be like, yo, guys, wait a second. Shimruni, shimruni, hamtuni, hamtuni. It's you're a balgaiva. You sense the malachim with you. So Abu Draham says, we should not say this tefillah anymore. You're right, they're angels. Ki malachav yitzavolak, Rashi quotes in the Gemara. We always have two angels accompanying us. We don't sense it. We don't feel it. To start talking to the malachim like they're your buddies, that's gaiva. It's arrogance. And the Beis Yosef quotes this, and he writes in the end of source 9, the bottom line, the niresh mivnei zen is batel milo omro klal bedoros halo. We don't say this tefillah anymore. The Shulchan Aruch in source number 10, on the next page, he quotes this tefillah actually, like the Rambam. We don't say in the Aruch HaShulchan, reiterates with Abu Draham says, the stronger Lashon, that a person to talk as if we sense the angels is not appropriate. Others argue, the Shari Tshuva quotes the Chidah, who says you should say it. The Yavitz in source 13, we're not going to read inside, he attacks this Aruch HaShulchan, this Abu Draham. He quotes many Gemaras that even Rishayim sense the angels. There's a Gemara in Tainus that says, "Kishadam einu mitstayer matzibur." When the tzibur is going through a difficult time and they're in pain, and a person doesn't feel the pain, he's not a yid who's imo anochi b'tzara. So the Gemara says, "Shnei malachim hamalavin ladam einichin yedam al rosho." They come and they put their hands. So what do you mean? You're a rasha. You're not. I know imo anochi b'tzara. You're not mitstayer matzibur. And Afal Pika, and the angels come. So you don't have to be a tzaddik and a Yerushimayim and a chassid, shchina shruya love to sense the malachim. The malachim are there. So the Ibid says it's a different reason why we don't say it. Back then, the bathrooms were dangerous. They're out in the fields. So you have to say, wait for me, shimruni, protect me, samchuni, help me out. Today, there's no danger, so there's no purpose in saying it. But going with the first pshat, Going to the first pshat, Abu Jaham, the Aruch HaShulchan, we don't say it today, because it's gaiva to talk to angels, to sense that you to talk as if you sense, feel, relate to the angels, is gaiva. So if that's true, the kasha is obvious. And I was learning this with years ago with my brother Aaron, whose brothers-in-law are here. You could tell him, we gave him a shout out. Why do we say Shalom Aleichem? Why do we say Shalom Aleichem? Who do you say Shalom Aleichem to tomorrow night? The angels? You feel the angels? That's gaiva. There's a tefillah that is mefurish in the Gemara brachos. Belishum cholik, there's no machlokas. The Rambam quotes tefillah. We're being mevatel tefillah, which the Yaivitz also has a problem with. We don't just delete tefillahs. But there's a tefillah without any machlokas, which we're not going to say because it's gaivadik. Arrogance to feel like you sense it. So unless you're a chassid or a shemayim. But Shalom Aleichem, every guy gets home Friday night, he turns to the angels, he says Shalom Aleichem. It was pshat. It's such a good kasha. They say the Chassam Sofer did not say Shalom Aleichem. If you take a look, if you flip the page over, in the top of page 6, source 14, Likutei Chavir ben Chaim, which is all the Hanhagas and Halachas of the Chassam Sofer, he writes, V'boch Chassam Sofer lebeso birech ach bonov, he blessed his children, V'lo amar piyut Shalom Aleichem. He didn't say Shalom Aleichem. Amr Mishmeli said his name. Kimiacher sheinanu nogin lomer ischabu mechubadim lefi sheinanu makzikim osanu b'madrega zos asher malachim yilave anachnu. We don't feel it. We don't sense it. We're not holding on that level. Imkin gam apiyut hazeh ein lanu bo shaychus. There's no shaychus for us to say Shalom Aleichem. And the Rav Wozner quotes his name, the Chassam Sofer. Not everyone says this is true. Some say, of course, the Chassam Sofer said it. The Chassam Sofer fought like crazy to keep all menhagei Yisrael. But it's brought down. Chassam Sofer didn't say it for this reason. I think it's compelling. What's the difference between Shalom Aleichem, talking to the angels, which is not even in the Gemara, and it's Chadu Mechabon, which is in the Gemara, and we stop saying. That's the kasha I'd like to try to address tonight, in the first part of this year. So hit me.
I explain why some people only say one each for each stanza.
What? So you're saying it's less of a guy?
Yeah, because it's done quicker. You're saying before.
Why say it all? It's guy, but you sense the angels? You do. I don't. So why am I talking? What? So someone said Shabbos.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Explore the idea of Shabbos.
What about it? Talk about it.
When you come into Shabbos, you're supposed to have this higher madriga, so people feel the Shabbos.
There's a higher madriga on Shabbos. We feel it. The Misham Yisera, right? The Misham Yisera. You feel the Kiddush Shavuot, so you sense the angels. So, Rav Wozner in source 16, right? The more you sense it, or the more
you sense it.
Okay, yesh. Rav Wozner has a similar idea. He says it's tefillah. He quotes the Magen Avraham by saying Osa Shalom, where we're basically talking to the angels or talking to Hashem through the angels, and there we say it even if a person. There we do say it. So he asks, why are we saying it? What about, we don't say Hizchad v'mechubadim? So he says that when you're in the middle of tefillah, so you're on a higher madrega, so then you feel it more. So you want to say, perhaps, he doesn't take the Shabbos route. We'll see that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, says that when you daven, you just finished the Friday night davening, depending on who daven, with you daven for sure, we're good, right? You ever hear him daven? He should daven every week. He's amazing. Amazing. I hadn't seen him in 9 years. I moved out of Queens. I looked at him right away and I said, you're Davin Gadol. He had this shtick in Magen Avos, which is, I long to hear it. And maybe afterwards you'll do a rendition that might be a little awkward, but...
You guys will hire me if you're next to that. Just follow me on Instagram.
10 bucks.
Okay. So you Davin, you feel, you're in a different, we all know that, you're in a different Madrigo and you're Davin. So when you're coming home from Davin, you're inspired. So then, yeah, you feel the Malachim. You could take that route. You could take the Shabbos route. I hear that. Shabbos, but there's an obvious kasha. What's the next kasha?
You still don't feel it.
No, what's the next? Let's say you're right. Shabbos is different than Shalom Yisera, the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Kavod of Shabbos. Ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Surah 17. He says, we don't say Yischad Mechubadim, but we say Shalom Aleichem. So somehow you're going to tell me that Shabbos is different, right? So you're walking home from shul Friday night, and you need to use the bathroom. You stop in the bathroom on the way, unlikely. You get home, before you start Shalom Aleichem, you go to the bathroom. You should say Yischad Mechubadim. Right? Shabbos. You can't tell me that. You just told me Shabbos. No, Shabbos, you feel it.
Yeah,
Made a low plug again. What does that mean, low plug? Low plug mischamim chabadim, which is in the Gemara, but there's no low plug the other way. Yeah? So they asked Rechaim Kanis this question in Surah 17, the fourth line. The Yesh La'ayin, it's the middle of the fourth line in Surah 17, in the Sefer called Das Note, which has like question after question after question. In Kedarka B'Kodesh, very, very brief, answers. The Yesh La'ayin, Lefizeh, Benifne Oz, Bedarko, and Beis HaKnesses, Lebeso, a person who goes to the bathroom on his way home from Shul, Ha'im Yomar Hischad Mechubadim. Should he say it? Shari Belel Shabbos, Mashmash Relavim Lechal Adam. They do his quarters home. But commotion all going to be times that call Yisrael, Lashir Belel Shabbos, Esapil, Shalom Aleichem, Malchay Asharis. So say, go to the bathroom Friday night before dinner, say Hischad Mechubadim. So his answer is, Lo Nagu. We don't. So what do you think the next question is? Why not? So the next page, the very next tshuva, the hanal, what you just said, madua lo nagu lo meraf below Shabbos, v'halo oz melachim melavim l'chol adam, u'kenizkar lehel b'shel akademis. So says Rechaim Kanievsky, b'Shabbos heim melachim achirim v'ein ba'im l'shmira. The different angels. I can't really explain this because I don't completely understand it. But different angels have different roles. I mean that we know. We know that from Avraham Avinu, right, in Vayera. Every different malachim have a different tafkid, a different purpose. The malachim that are with us every day, ki malacha bitzavalach, l'shmarcha b'chol derechacha, is for a shmira. They're protecting us. That we don't sense. The angels for Shabbos, it's not the same angels coming for a different, we know one malach can't have two tasks, right? So the Shabbos malachim are a different type of malachim. Those malachim are to enhance our Shabbos. They're for covered Shabbos. They're to allow us to reach, to attain, to grab, to accomplish the Kiddush of Shabbos. Those malachim we have with us. Those malachim are not the malachim that were coming with us to the bathroom and guarding us. It's two sets of angels, so we're talking to one set of angels and not talking to another set of angels.
So it's not the Shabbos that's giving you the extra...
Not the extra Shmira.
Not that I'm saying. It's not the Shabbos that's giving you the sense of the Malachim. It's the angels themselves.
Yes, that's what it sounds like for Rechaim Kanievsky. It's not the pshat that on Shabbos you sense the Shmira Malachim. Because if that's the case, then the Shmira Malachim, you should say Eschad Mechubadim when you go to the bathroom on the way home from Shul. It's that there's different Malachim. It's a different set of Malachim. That's what he says. Yeah.
I noticed that... When you said over from the Abu Dram,
yeah,
Bezos had raised it. So the Mexikiura. So I my understanding was when you find in halacha the concept of Mexikiura, when you do some, it's generally when you do something that other people are not. Maybe you are on the Madrega, maybe not, but it looks haughty. But if everyone does it, I have two points. First of all, if everyone follows the Gemara, so when you go to the men's room, so that whatever it is. I mean, it's not a question on you. I understand that.
Right, you're saying Mexikura is like a chumrah, that not everyone has this chumrah. You want to take this chumrah, so come on, relax. Don't. Yeah, who are you? Who do you think you are?
Even if you are right, but it looks.
Right. It's, but you're saying if it's Me'ikra Adin to get rid of something,
and everyone does it,
and everyone's supposed to do it.
Why is it Mexikura? And second of all,
that's a good question.
And secondly, I just see that when we found the Rebbe.
Yeah.
So when he's saying it over, he doesn't say Mexikiura. He says, "She'in anu muchzakim shi'ilavu osan malachim." Again, I don't know. The Gemara says it, but it says we're not so sure. I guess on the level that we're on, that we actually get these malachim.
That's what the Shaila Chuvas asked. I'm saying Shaila Chuvas was mashma that when he says that on Shabbos, he also doesn't say that. He says that on Shabbos itself that we do get those angels. So he's also mashma that
we don't get that during the week.
Interesting. Okay, they're both good points. You have to think about more. Thank you. So that I think is an approach to justify, perhaps what I said. The kasha is very strong, and in fact, the Chassam Sofer supposedly didn't say that. That's chelak aleph. The next part, which I'd like to discuss, mefarshim. Many of the mefarshim are, by the way, I would say baruchuni l'shalom. angels don't bless us. We talk Takash Baruch Hu, Machnisei Rachmim. There's a controversy. I don't want to touch that this evening. I want to talk about Seis Chama Shalom. What does Seis Chama Shalom mean? Yeah. Why are we kicking him out? Why are we kicking him out? Angels come. It's unbelievable. He's talked about a special malachim for Kavod Shabbos. We sense them on Shabbos. Shalom Aleichem. Balachem L'Shalom. Baruchuni L'Shalom, perhaps. Get out of here. Thanks for coming. Here's the door. Why are we kicking them out? Why are we saying Seis Chama Shalom? The Shaar Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch was bothered by this. He quotes the Sefer Tosefah Shabbos in Source 19. Shegadol Echad Machat Benusach Shalom Aleichem Chruz Seis Chama Shalom. The Hiskim Ima 1, Gadol took out the phrase of Seis Chama Shalom. We don't want them to leave. We want them to stay. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zechut Tzadik Livracha, quoted in the Sefer Shalmei Moed, Shalmei Shabbos, sorry, in Source 22, Rabbeinu, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Lo Haya Omer, Sechurus Tzeis Chama Shalom. They didn't say it. Compelling. But I'll kick them out. So what's Pshat? I'd like to go through a couple of Pshatim, and I think it'll change. It changed the way I say Shalom Aleichem, and it might change our Shabbos also. Why would we be saying Tzeis Chama Shalom? Who's got a suggestion?
Does this mean now we should leave, or just when you do leave, you should leave?
So the first shot is, it doesn't mean leave. It means what now? That's not what the word means. I'm not such a dick to grammar, right? Seis Chama Shalom is a command. Right? It's a tzivui. Baruch Chama Shalom means come in peace. Seis Chama Shalom is leave in peace. Now, the Arma Farshim Seleki, the Shaar Tshuva itself, in Source 20, it's the rest of that piece. He says, Velesa. It's not correct. You don't have to delete it. Da kavana shebe esha yetsu yihyet seisem l'shalom. When you leave. Guys, you're going to leave eventually, right? How long do they stay for? I don't know. My kids are asking me on the Pesach Seder, like, how long does Elio stay? Does he sit? Does he say bracha chrona? Like, what? He's probably so drunk he had at all the houses. They're going to leave eventually. So when they leave, leave in peace. Veloshe dochel sam me'a love upocha. I'm not kicking them out. Well, fish any day, I'd say some. You don't know when they're leaving, right? If we knew when they're leaving, so then we'll say goodbye when they leave. I don't know when you're leaving, but when you leave, you should leave in peace. That's Shaar Tshuva. In fact, the Kaf HaChaim writes in the next page, and this is the Girsa of Arizal, which I read or I quoted before you had the source. You could go back to the first page. The Girsa of Arizal, and this is the Girsa of the Edut Mizrach. If any real Sfardim here, this is their Girsa. I believe this might be Nusach Chabad. Also, I could be wrong. Is bit Seis Chama Shalom. They don't say Seis Chama Shalom. They say bit Seis Chama Shalom. Josh, that's exactly what you're saying. It's just it's more geschmack when you have the gears of bit Seis Chama Shalom, which means when you leave, it should be in peace. Seis Chama Shalom doesn't mean that. Seis Chama Shalom means go in peace. So they explain it means when you go in peace. But the gears of bit Seis Chama Shalom is it works out better in that gears. So that's one shot. Probably we're not kicking them out. We want them here. Eventually you're going to leave. I don't know when you're leaving. When you leave in peace. I saw recently in the Masifta came out with the Zmiros on Shabbos, and he quotes from the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. He says as follows. Angels, they don't eat. Angels don't eat. We're about to have a geshmak meal. I mean, Friday night Suda, unbelievable. It's like this spread over here. Incredible. They don't eat. So how insensitive is it? You're gonna keep them there? You're eating, we're stuffing our face with delicious foods, and they're sitting there uncomfortable that they can't eat. So ask them to leave. It's wrong. You know, it's like you come home after you're on your Fleischix and the kids are like pounding delicious pizza and ice cream, and they're like kids are like, you know, I mean, they're good kids, but it's like ha ha ha, you're Fleischix, right? They're not eating, it's not nice. There's a story in Chavetz Chaim. Once had guests, very poor guests, in his house Friday night. They came home from shul, and he made kiddush. They had a motzi and fish, and then after the fish, they started saying shalom aleichem. He's asking, like, what's going on? He's supposed to do shalom aleichem right away. He goes, angels don't eat, so they're not hungry. You guys probably haven't eaten in 24 hours, so eat first, and then afterwards we'll sing shalom aleichem. Angels don't eat, so it's not nice to eat with them there. So we're actually asking them to leave as a point of sensitivity. That's the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. We'll do two more pshatim, which are a little bit more meaningful and impactful. Shem Yishmuel, on the top of page 9, in Source 25. I'm not going to read it inside. He says that on Shabbos, we don't need malachim. Whatever this means, during the week we need malachim. We need malachim to connect. There's a mechitza up between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have a hard time connecting, tapping into inyani ruchni, or spirituality, without the malachim. So we need the malachim, again, whatever that means. Shabbos, we don't need that. Shabbos is a time of us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos time, there is no mechitza. We have an ability to connect without the malachim. So we're telling malachim, you guys can leave. We don't need you. We don't need you here. Interesting. Hashem Yishmo. The Rebbe Tzadok takes it even a step further and says something unbelievable. Shabbos, says Rebbe Tzadok, is our yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not that we don't need the angels. We don't want the angels there. You know, you guys are more recently married, and right, Tanavim and I were. So think back to your chasna, for those who are married. The chuppah just ended, and you're dancing back to the yichud room. Right? It's super geschmack. It's lebedik. You're excited. The chevra is going nuts. And like as you get to the yichud room, the Masada Kedushin like pokes his head in, right? Makes sure like it's ever been locked, right? He's been to Masada Kedushin 100 times. It's never been locked. He looks in. He plays with the door. Maybe the closet's like a trap door. He does his thing. And imagine like your three best friends like want to come in with you. It's like a shock, right? We just came from the Ofer of yesterday. Guys, your Rebbe, you could have Rabbi Aryeh Cohn, the best Rebbe in the planet, and he's giving you a hug and a kiss, and he wants to come into the yichud room and get the heck out of here. There's no room. I'm about to go to the yichud with my wife. I don't want anyone in there. Not your mother, not your Rebbe, not your best friend. No one's there. It's you and your wife. The first time you're having yichud together, there's no makom for anyone else there. Says Reb Tzadok, without using that mashal, that is what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a zman of the yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else going on. There's no email. There's no FanDuel. There's no stocks. There's no tickets. There's nothing else going on. It's you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time to be ma'ayin b'maisa Hashem. It's a time to learn. It's a time to think. It's a time to connect. It's a time to recharge. It's a time to strive, to grow. We don't want angels there. We tell them, leave. There's a door. You did your part. Thank you for coming. Baruchem Hashem, Baruchem Hashem. Now leave. I don't want you. Now we don't really sense that, right? Because we don't sense the angels appeared. But the mindset is unbelievable. The mindset, it's like the start. It's the start of our yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until then, things are so harried. We come back from shul. Now I could sit down and just connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and six yelling children. But it's our yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time where we don't want the malachim there. It's unbelievable. Rav Pinkus in Source 28, we'll skip the Abu Draham for a minute. Maybe period. Rav Pinkus, without quoting Rav Tzadok, says the same exact thing. And it's beautiful. When you see the same vort coming from different places, it's a sign that it's MS. Not that Rav Tzadok needs Rav Pinkus for it to be MS, but when you see it coming from like different Baal Machshava, that one type of Baal Machshava, another type, Chassidus, it's unbelievable. Rav Pinkus writes, you take a look at the fourth line, it's in Shabbos Malkasa. He quotes the Chavetz Chaim with one shot, you can take a look at that later. He says, Be'emes, hamalachim ein makomam besud Shabbos. They're places, it's not their place. Al derech ma dechzib avodas pnim, v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'o amoed b'vo l'chaper b'kodesh. V'chol adam can't be in the amoed when we're coming. Amr chazal b'medrashim afilu osam shekosavim u'dumus pneyem pnei adam. When it says v'lo, v'chol adam lo yiyah ba'o, it's the adam, it's the malachim of the dumus of an adam. They can't be there. Shebemakim asrash ha'shechina ein l'malachim k'nisa. They have no place, they can't enter a place of asrash ha'shechina. Then came the Shabbos Kodesh, Kasher Malachim Alavnes Adam Adbeso. On Shabbos, when we come home, Va'ome Laroch Shulchano, Ulahaskin, Sudos, the Chakat Apuchin Kadishin, Arizal, Hainu Midas Malchus Shemayim, Ba, Paitan Lahagdish. He who wrote the Shalom Aleichem is coming to highlight to us, Shalom Malachim, Latzesh Lasham, they should leave. Shabbos Mashras Hashchina, Eno Kedai, Lamalachim Leo Sham, El Rak Yisrael, Im Krovo. It's unbelievable. It changes the whole Shalom Aleichem, and honestly, it changes the whole Shabbos. It's not just it's a day where we could disconnect and we could connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's mamash yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. think back to that yichud, that magic of the yichud room. Every Shabbos has that ability. You're able to push aside everything else to start your Shabbos. This is our yichud with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Abu Draham, from a halachic sense, he doesn't focus on the yichud as much as the marriage. It's an unbelievable question. I don't know if anyone's thought about this. Shabbos, Ma'ariv Shachris Mincha, we have three Shmona Esrei, right? Each Shmona Esrei is different. Yontif, Ma'ariv Shachris Mincha, the same exact Shmona Esrei. Ata the Chartanu, Batit Elano, Yal V'Yalva, V'Hasienu, done. So why on Shabbos are the three separate Shmona Esreis, Shachris Mincha, Ma'ariv Shachris Mincha, but Yontif it's the same. So Abu Draham is a Rishon. This is not a Rebbe from 100 years ago. The Abu Draham writes that Shabbos is called the Kala, that Kadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Chasan. And he says each bracha of each Shmona Esrei highlights a different stage in the marriage. We start Friday night. Has a Friday night Shmona Esrei start? Ata Kiddushta, the Kiddushin. Says the Abu Draham. Then we move on after the Kiddushin is Simchas Chasan and Kala. Shachar starts. Yismach Moshe Leman Aschelko. And then Mincha, or Musaf, he says it's the Tosefes HaKorban. And then Mincha starts with Ata Echad, or Yichud. He's saying Yichud is the Mincha. I'm saying that the Rav Tzadok and Rav Pinkus that it's Friday night. But the idea is Shabbos is the time of our marriage with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is reflected in the Nusach of Shmona Esrei. And that is, I think, such a beautiful pshat in Tzeischem L'Shalom. It's to start our Shabbos and remind ourselves, even if we don't feel the angels or we don't, and sense the angels, or whether you hold like Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky, different angels, same angels, say it, not say it. At the end of the day, Shabbos is a time we don't need Malachim, we don't need anything else to help us connect. It's us and the Rebbe Shalom and the beautiful. And for me, it's changed my Shalom Aleichem, and it's changed, honestly, my, I'm not saying every single week, that would be lying, but it's changed my perspective on what Shabbos is. It's not just a time to learn and do mitzvahs and spend time with my family, it's time to deal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot we can accomplish during his man of Yichud. No one can interfere. So it's not just like the Shem Yishmuel that we don't need you here, we don't want you here. It's amazing insight. I'll close with a kasha that bothered me for a long time, and I just saw an answer. If you could just look at the first page, that's the Nusach of Shalom Aleichem, and I would bet some of the guys here are bothered by this. The first stanza, what do we call the angels? Malachi Asharis. And then, 2 through 4, they lose the status of Malachi HaSharis, which is a higher Madriga, and now they're only Malachi HaShalom. Did that bother you? Okay. You're too busy with the Yichud of Hashem, you know? I should put you on the spot like that, I'm sorry. Malachi HaSharis, it's always bothered me. And I never had a pshat, never saw a pshat, and I finally saw a pshat in a sefer called the Matoka Or, the Masakar, or Shon Levenstein. It's incredible, I don't know if you have it, this stuff. Unbelievable. So he says, very interesting, he quotes the Sar Shalom bells, the bells of Rebbe, Zichr Tzadik Livracha. He says like this, before we do a mitzvah, we are on a lower level than the Malachim, before we do a mitzvah. It's Malachim and the Malachim. What allows us to be on a higher level is when we do Hachana for a mitzvah, and we do the mitzvah. The Malachim come to our house, so we say Shalom Aleichem. They haven't yet noticed, we haven't really started the mitzvos. It didn't like have a chalos yet. So they're in a higher madriga than us. They're Malachi Asharis. But once they see, wait a second, look what the Yidden did. Look at their house. He did a chana for Shabbos. We saw in the Gemara, right? Shulchan Aruch, Mitasa Mutzas, and the Ner Dalek. The angels see, look at this Yid. He lit his candles, he set his table, his beds are made, he was making for Shabbos. Now they chop, they weren't a higher Madriga than them. So now they're only Malachi HaShalom, they're not Malachi HaSharis. Which is another added insight. Through Shabbos, we mamish become a higher Madriga than the Malachim. Through the Hachana for Shabbos, and through the Shabbos. That's Shalom Aleichem. I would suggest we still say Shalom Aleichem, some sofer notwithstanding. There's separate malachim. They're malavas on Shabbos, the Kavod Shabbos, like some of the chaver said. Neshama Yisera, Kedusha Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos. We say Shalom Aleichem to them. Very nice, say hello, but at a certain time we tell them to leave. At a time of Yichud, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should all have an elevated Shabbos this week and every Shabbos to be able to connect, to the Shabbos in a real sense of Yichud, the magic, the passion of Yichud should carry over to Shabbos. I thank the Chaver very much for coming. It's a chus to meet all of you, and have a good Shabbos.